Donaldson just uses things that sound good to him. And I'm not being too harsh on that. For example, Donaldson's orc-like creatures, or goblin-like creatures, whatever you want to call them, the Urviles, which is an interesting name and works fairly well, but the Urviles are always called Roynish. Roynish is an obsolete French term meaning ruinous. It's not clear how it can apply to a creature of any sort except by some kind of strange metaphor, and it's certainly a word nobody uses anymore, but Donaldson applies it hundreds and hundreds of times. Anytime there's an Urvile, it's a Roynish Urvile. Likewise, nobody ever sings a lament or a song, it's got to be a threnody, and nobody looks out a window, it's an Oriel, and so forth. So it's a very good vocabulary builder, but in terms of a unity of effect that Tolkien creates, it doesn't work very well. I would also add that there's many critics who don't like Tolkien's kind of cutesy rhyming poetry that he has throughout The Lord of the Rings, but to compare Tolkien's poetry, which is at least the kind of poetry that those characters themselves might have sang, to Donaldson's unbearable free verse poetry, it's apples and oranges, and it's rotten oranges in the case of Donaldson. I mean, his poetry is really dreadful. He's taking the poetic idea from Tolkien, but then trying to write modern free verse poetry that doesn't work at all. When character calls out, Urlord, Covenant, help and weal, battle aid against the foe, you're like, could someone actually ever call this out in the midst of a battle? It's very distracting. Finally, to me, the biggest flaw in Donaldson, I don't mean to bash Donaldson because I think he's worth reading. He shows how you can try to react against Tolkien and how you can try to write your own story without being in the shadow, though he ends up, of course, like I said, with the volcano, the Dark Lord, the whole nine yards. But the biggest flaw is that Donaldson's secondary world isn't linguistically unified, and it doesn't hang together the way that Middle-earth does for Tolkien. Without the background of the invented languages, without all the place names being elvish words that mean something so that you can connect up Mordor and Morgai and Moria and so forth, you end up with a mess in Donaldson where his terminology flails wildly from Celtic, Kevin Landwaster is one of the old lords, to Slavic, there's someone named Lorik who has a krill, which is some kind of a sword, to Semitic, where he has the evil ravers, which are his ringwraith figures called Samadhi and Sheol and so forth. And there's no real logic behind how you have a character named Kevin, who's descended of Barak, who's descended of Lorik. It's just whatever name sounded good to Donaldson at the time. I think this lack of consistency weakens the effect that readers get out of the secondary world, though I will again say the land is incredibly beautiful, and Donaldson's ideas about people who have specifically trained so that they can bring forth heat from stone or shape stones like clay to make vessels or make wood grow in the way that they want it to is very, very beautiful and very powerful.